Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning tonight continues with the topic of Amen. When do we respond to the blessing, the brachos that we hear, to have the right kavanas, to have the right concentration, realizing and remembering that the word Amen, spelled Aleph, Mem, and Nun, is also that which spells the words Kael Melech Neman. And through the recitation of the word Amen, I'm also affirming strongly to the bracha that I heard recited that it's all true. Emes la'amito. Tonight we discuss an unusual situation. What happens if, let's just say, I finish reciting a bracha, but when I finish reciting that bracha, it happens to be at the exact same time that the Shlich Tzibor also finishes a bracha. We've learned previously in a Halacha Gem that one does not recite Amen to a bracha that is recited by myself. Only an individual who says the bracha of Nei Yerushalayim, etc., and Birchas Hamazon, only then, according to the Ramah, Ashkenazim, only then do we recite an Amen to my own bracha, but otherwise I don't. So the question is, am I supposed to answer Amen to his bracha? After all, it's his bracha, it's another person's blessing, and when I hear another person's blessing, so I say Amen, but it happens to coincide with my own reciting of my own blessing. So the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim writes explicitly that if a person finished reciting the bracha of Baruch Shamar, for example, and the time that a person finishes saying Baruch Shamar, it's before the Shlich Tzibor, so you can answer Amen to the bracha of the Shlich Tzibor. Now, that statement in Shulchan Aruch implies that if it would be that somebody would finish the recitation of that bracha simultaneously at the exact same time with the Shlich Tzibor, so that person would not be able to answer Amen. Meaning, what's mashma from the fact that it is permissible if, in fact, that he finishes the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar before the Shlich Tzibor, that's allowed. So the mashmos of that, what's implied by that, is that if you finished at the same time, one would not be allowed to answer Amen. Now, the Magen Avraham explains that the reason why one may not respond Amen when finishing the bracha together with the Shlich Tzibor, because, as we've learned previously, this would give the appearance that one is reciting Amen to their own bracha, which we learned is not permissible, is not allowed. In extenuating circumstances, b'di'evit, if it would not be a hefsek, as we learned, it would be okay. But this would give the appearance of doing something that one ordinarily and halachically correctly, one would not do. So even though this was not their intention, it is nonetheless usur. However, the Magen Avraham does write that if, let's just say, the person and the Shlich Tzibor finished at the same time, but what they finished were two different brachos at the same time, then a person would be allowed to answer the Amen. Also, let's just say, for example, a person finishes Yishtabach, you know, the bracha at the end of Hallel, or Shemer Amoy Yisrael Lo'ad at the same time as the Shlich Tzibor, any of those brachos, so then one would be allowed to answer Amen. Why? Because we also learned previously, this is because there are tzadim, there are those who opine, those who write, that since these brachos are what we call the end of a set, of a section, so Yishtabach is the end of Psukah de Zimra, of course the bracha of at the end of Hallel, or Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad is the end of a section of a bracha, so there are those opinions who say that since it's at the end of a set, so then it is permissible to answer Amen. So one must always recite Amen at the conclusion of these brachos, if in fact, according to those poskim, that's what one would rule. So there are those who say that there's number one, the idea if you finish the brachos, which are different brachos, and number two, specific brachos, where the poskim say that in any situation it would be, under any times, it would be permissible for one to be able to answer Amen to those brachas. So we're mindful of this unique situation, as peculiar and as unusual as it would perhaps present itself. But nonetheless, if one would find themselves in such a situation, you do not answer Amen to your own bracha. And if it's simultaneous to with the Shlich Tzibor, you do not. If it's slightly before, then it would be allowed. All right, we'll stop here. And we'll wish you, from my family to yours, a wonderful, a healthy, and a safe night.